I've seen that song.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Couple things I want to talk to you about camp. The Intermountain Baptist Fellowship has standards at the camp. There are certain things you can wear there, certain things you can't wear there, okay? And just for some of you, I don't want you to be surprised when you get there. Ladies, you must wear culottes or dresses or skirts unless you're in an activity, unless you're in a
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
So make sure you remember that. And gentlemen, unless you're in activity, you need a 3-button-down shirt. And I appreciate you to remember that too. That's their laws, not my laws. But pretty much what I do anyway. But so if you'd remember that, and please keep the testing over our camp on that. All right. If you have any question about dress, let me know about it.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I promise you, have a good time. It's an enjoyable time. It's just a good camp. Good time just to come back and relax, enjoy yourself, and appreciate that. Take your Bible tonight, please, and turn to Isaiah 41. Isaiah 41. In verse 10, let's stand and read God's word tonight.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee.
This is a demonstration.
They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. Father, I pray you'd help us today. Help us, Lord Jesus, to realize that you are the one that hold our hand and get us through some pretty unbelievable things. The world goes through troubles too. But Lord, you're with us and they are alone. Lord, help us to work more for you in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I want you, verse 13, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. All of us know that there's times in our lives that we are in desperate need of help. I don't know a person in this world that does not go through some trouble and trials of life.
This is a demonstration
today, my wife and I went out to eat, and while we were out to eat, we, of course, went by the fair because we're not going to be here very much. But we have a special place that the sheriff's office pulls in and gets fuel, and I saw a car pulling in, so I came right behind him. And here it is, one of our new deputies who just got married. She's been through a lot of things in her life. She is taking care of single-handed her sister's two little children. And she has worked
so hard to
make sure that they have a wonderful life. And I thought of her today, the troubles and trials that in her life, yet she just keeps going, amen. I talked to another man about a month ago, and I said, hey, how you doing? He says, man, I'm doing great. He says, all the things I see around me, I'm doing really great. And he says, I always tell people I'm doing great because, and then he told about his cousin that had cancer, and told about another sister, I think it was his sister.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Her child has some learning disabilities, and I do too have some learning disabilities. I keep having my phone on without turning the thing off here. And knowing some people, they like to call me I always call my sister on her birthday, and I called her one Sunday. And she was in church. And she had her phone off. So I want to talk to you about fearing things. First of all, we have no fear of our salvation.
This is a demonstration of
believer in Jesus Christ. We have the promise that once we are saved, we're always saved. We call that the eternal salvation or eternal beliefs. Assurance of our salvation. 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. David knew about
this
it.
This is a demonstration of
Psalm
from that.
23. He said, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. There are scripture after scripture after scripture teaches that a man can know for sure, for sure, for sure. He can know. If he died today, he'd go to heaven. To me, that's very important for me. That's very important for me. A lot of times in my life, there's been real close calls, and I stepped out by faith, and I just realized, I said, the Lord has me.
This is a demonstration of flip for Matt.
A graphic picture we have here of a man's utter helplessness. The Bible said in Psalm 18, verse 16, he sent from above, he took me, and he drew me out of many waters. Have you ever come to the point of almost drowning? Years ago, my sons, three sons and I, were out down by Moroni Dam.
This is a demonstration
and not
of
really
from that.
How treacherous the Moroni Dam area of the Missouri River is. Not realizing there's a lot of holes in that river. We were standing there and we were seeing fish jump on the other side. And one of my boys said, Dad, we need to be on the other side of the river. It's always on the other side, you know. And I said, well, I don't know. I said, I've never crossed that. And one of the guys who was worked for the dam said, if you just walk straight across on this line,
this is
he said,
a demonstration
no
of flip for Mac.
Well, he didn't realize that moss had grown, I guess, on the bottom of that riverbed. And Chad and Corey and I started walking across. And all of a sudden, one of my friends had gave me Air Force green pants and green shirt and a pair of those wonderful boots that you guys wear. And so I had a pair
this
of those
is
on
a demonstration
across,
of flip
and
from
all of a sudden I slipped and fell and I went into a hole about 10 feet deep. Well, I'm a swimmer. I came up out of there. But boy, them clothes are really heavy. And those boots you can't get rid of, amen? And I had my fishing pole, and I had my sunglasses and my hat on. And all of a sudden, I went, and my boys started laughing. They thought that was the funniest. Belly laughs. And, Dad, you're all wet, and all this kind
of
stuff.
This
they
is
were
a demonstration
14, 15
of flip for Mac.
And all of a sudden, Chad went in, and then all of a sudden, Corey went in. Corey looked like a toothpick, looked like he had two legs with two spaghettis with tied in knots for his knees. You know, he's a skinny guy. And he went in, and Chad, I told the boys, I said, boys, swim with the current. Don't swim against it. Swim with the current. Throw your fishing poles. Now, you can't explain that to a boy that has a Mitchell 300
this is a demonstration
and a very
of
good
flip
graphite pole to throw it away. And I yelled at him. I said, throw that pole. And they dropped their poles. And I pushed Chad, and he took off swimming. But old Corey, he went down like a bobber. And he said, Dad, I said, swim to shore. And they're both swimmers. And I shoved him. He got going. And when I did that, I expended all my energy. And I was going down. When I came
this
up,
this is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Corey looked back and said, Daddy, don't die. And something inside of me, you know. And I pulled out of there, and we finally got about halfway across, and our feet started hitting. And those boys hung on me. I thought they were going to kill me just hugging on me. And we're all crying. My brother-in-law is a highway patrolman that does not know how to swim. He was on shore along with Casey, along with a guy named Steve Huckins, who could not swim.
This is a demonstration
and
of flip for Matt.
And my brother-in-law says, Sheldon, I have never felt so helpless in my life to see you guys. You were drowning. The psalmist says, he sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. I think that could be one of my testimonies in my life. When that happened, I It went, you know, it goes all through your mind, you know, if you drowned, what would happen, first of
this
all?
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Would have felt, I would have just died if one of my boys would have drowned, which they could have. That's the moment I realized you always respect the Missouri River. It is a very, very dangerous river. Many people's lives are taken. And I have, I don't know how many made death notifications because of people dying in that river. But the thought is that if you die tonight,
this is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
That is the most important thing of your life. You can go through anything in your life knowing that, you know what? If this is my day, it's my day. I've been on an airplane. I've told you before how the airplane just started shaking, started drifting down towards the ground. They're not supposed to do that. They're supposed to take off, you know. And my wife looked over to me and says, is something wrong? I says,
this is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
And she said, what if it goes down? I said, you're going to heaven, aren't you? That's what I asked her. Well, she said, yes, but I got grandkids to take care of. Amen. So what a graphic picture we have here of a man's uttermost help in many waters, sinking amidst the swirling waters, battered and bruised there by the buffeting waves. And no firm standing ground, and there's no help. When I was
this is a demonstration
lessons,
of flip for Mac.
The instructor says, don't ever grab the side of the pool, because there's no side of the pools in the ocean. Don't get comfortable knowing that you can grab, because he said you can't. And many of us in Christian life, we grab the side of the pool and we think, hey, we're cool. We're not cool. We're sinking. And we need God's help.
This is a demonstration of flip
from
that.
The help comes without and from above. He sent from above. He took me and drew me out. And immediately Jesus snapped the hand of Peter, you remember? And he pulled him up and put him in the boat. And he saved him from death. As many as 100,000 people died in the island of Sumatra when that catastrophic quake and the tsunami came. You remember that a few years ago? Over 100,000 people died.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
But as a Christian, we have no fear of our salvation. Secondly, a Christian is not afraid of anything. They have security. We should not be afraid of anything. What does John chapter 10 and verse 28 say? And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them
this
me,
is
greater than all.
A flip for
man. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Little illustration, he said, I have them, and then God the Father has them. There's no way he can get away from you. Isn't that a great thing? Isn't that a wonderful thing? That's security of the believer. Amen. What a glorious security ours is that when we are grasped in his hands. When I was a little boy, we used to go to Midland, Michigan about once a month, come into town, and we
this
would
is a
cross the busy streets. I lived on a farm. You'd hardly see a car. Sometimes you never see a car the whole day. And but boy, I tell you, we get to Midland, the big city of Midland. And boy, I tell you what. I didn't grab a hold of my mama. I put my hand out so my mama grab a hold of me. Amen. I was scared to death, man. I was an old country boy. Man, I was scared. I was scared in town. I didn't like them cars. I went there honking and tooting. Hey,
this
honking
is a demonstration of for Mac.
Dinner's ready. Mama means get in the car. We're going to church. That's all honking mean. But boy, they're honking and beeping and whistling and all kinds of stuff in that city. Man, I was scared to death. But boy, once my mama took my hand, all fear relieved me. What a glorious security is ours when we're grasped by the Father's hand. Number three,
this
the Christian
is a demonstration
has no fear for having
flip for Mac.
No friendship. As a pledge of love, the hand is held out in a vice grip light. I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy right hand. I like friends. I like to be around my friends. I love camp because I get to sit down with some of you guys and just just talk. You know, just talk about things.
This is a demonstration of Flip the Mac.
I'm sitting on that bench outside the camp, and I can just sit right there. Remember old Jim Holloman and I, we'd sit out there, and we just, he lied to me, and I lied to him. Amen. We just talk big fish we caught and wish we caught, and, you know, we just go on and on. And we'd sit there for an hour just talking about anything. And I'd ask him about some things that he did, and he'd ask me about things I did, and just have a good. That's how we get to know each other. But you know what? Sometimes our friends are gone. Sometimes our best friends are
this
gone.
Is
we
a
don't
demonstration.
Know. We don't have
Flip
anybody to talk to. Hey, yes, we do. We have a Heavenly Father that's our friend, and we may not have friendship with the world, but we have friendship with God. Amen. When Jesus Christ becomes your Savior, it was your responsibility to learn and know Him as your friend. That's your responsibility. If you meet me today for the first time, like I did in Africa there, first thing I did, I started asking questions. I want to know where they're from. Arkansas.
This is a demonstration
of Flip
the Mac.
And the other guy was from Arkansas, the preacher's boy. And Alabama, I said, hey, where are you? Where at in Arkansas? In Alabama. And I said, hey, I was at West Monroe. Oh, yeah, we know where that. And I told the story about one of my best friends from our church that was down in West Monroe, and he passed away after 6 months being in, and left two little girls and wife. Berga. Remember Berga.
This is a demonstration of Flip
from
that.
We get to know each other. But you know what? You may be alone, but you're not without a friend because he's holding your hand. The Christian has no fear. Of coincidences. Little ones are full of fear and trembling, and you say, give me your hand.
This is a demonstration of Flip from
that. That means goodbye to fear. There's no coincidence when it comes to God. It's true. He is always there without. He never leaves us. So it's between the Lord and the soul, and abiding confidence is ours as a result of Him holding our hand. He holds my hand. He holds my hand. My wife, I came home after
this
being
this is a demonstration
of Flip
from Mac
down in South Carolina. she grabbed hold of my hand, and she wouldn't let go of me. I couldn't even do nothing. I mean, I couldn't even go walk into the bathroom. She had my hand. She said, you ain't leaving me. At camp, I had to go run something. She grabbed me by my whistle. Just hook on to it. Everybody thought it was funny. It looked like she was leading the dog, man.
This is a demonstration of Flip from
Mac. Back. There's no coincidence. When you are with God, there's nothing to worry about. The Christian has no fear of assistance. The hand is offered to assist. I will help thee. He will assist you. You're going to go through some things in your life. You're not going to know which way to turn.
This is a demonstration of Flip the Mac.
No. Never alone. No, never alone. Never alone. He's always with you. The guys going to the military, remember that day you left home and got on that bus or got on that airplane and flew to whatever place you're going, all of a sudden that guy looked at you and started yelling and you didn't do nothing. I didn't do nothing to you. What did you yell at me for, man? And they're telling me I'm a sissy.
This is a demonstration of Flip from
Mac. I'm a mama's boy and some other things that I won't repeat here. And you're looking at this guy and said, hey, wait a minute. Take a chill pill, dude, man. What do you mean you're going to give me a haircut? I would like my haircut. Like, how would you like a haircut? Oh, okay. There you go. Next! Huh? Line up. We're going to give it a shot. Can I have a precedence shot? Right?
This is a demonstration of Flip from Mac.
They come in and they say, here's your, what do you call them? Your clothes. What do you call them? BDUs? And they throw them at you? And you're going, wait a minute, these ain't going to fit me. They don't give you a choice of the color. You don't get a choice of, you know, short sleeve or long sleeve, amen? Button-down collars or not button-down collars. You know? And you're like, man, what did I get myself
this
into?
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Isn't that amazing? All of you guys raised your hand on that, isn't it? You didn't raise your hand? You just... You what? You enjoy it. Well, I'm not saying you don't enjoy it. But I'm telling you what, there's a lot of new things coming at your way you don't know nothing about, amen. They're trying to brainwash you and get you to obey. That's all they want you to do. Just obey. Not think. If they wanted you to think, they'd tell you how to do that.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And so, God is there to give us assistance. God says, I'm going to be with you. I don't care what they throw at you. I'm going to be there with you. I don't care if they throw a fastball at you, a curveball at you, a dropping ball, or a changeup. I'm going to be there with you. I'm there. A Christian number four or five, six,
this is a demonstration.
Number six, a Christian has no fear of loss of strength. Genesis chapter 49, verse 24, but his bow abode in strength, and the arm of his hands were made strong by the hand of the mighty God of Jacob. From thence, this is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. With his firm grasp, there comes the impartation of
this is a demonstration of flip from
that. Divine strength. Has there ever been a time in your life that you know you couldn't do it, but all of a sudden you begged God and you said, Dear God, I can't do this, but I need your help to do this thing. I can't bear up to this. I can't take this challenge. But all of a sudden you do it. You ever had that? You ever have to bury your dad or your mom?
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do this. I can't take care of my family by myself. And you're leaving me? You been there? What do you mean? What do you mean you don't want to be with me anymore? What do you mean you found another? That's not the way that it works.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
What are you talking about? Well, my friend, I'll promise you there's a God in heaven that says, I will take care of you. And you should have no fear of loss of strength. I'm going to get you through this thing. With his firm grasp that comes in the impartation of strength divine. And then seventh, the Christian has no fear.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
A Christian has no fear of submission. Listen to me now. This is to do and be done willingly. And to be about anywhere, and to be used anyhow. That is not so difficult as it sounds to submit. The Lord Jesus Christ says, wives, submit. You should know this.
This is a demonstration
wives,
of Flip for Mac.
Submit yourself unto your own husband. Own husband. So your husband... I just counseled a lady a while back, and she was telling me about her husband and how he was mean to her and didn't want to go to church and made it very difficult for her to take their children to church and made it very difficult
this
for her to
do a lot of things. This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
You know what I told her? I said, you do what the Bible says. You submit. And boy, that wasn't what she wanted to hear from me. She wanted me to tell her to pull out a 40 and shoot him right in the belly button and get it over with, amen. That's what she wanted to tell me. She wanted me to tell me that, no, I says, you do what the Bible says. When you do what the Bible said, then God, what does God say? Vengeance is mine, saith Lord.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
So if you submit to that husband who is unwilling to do anything for God, but you're living for God and you're submitting to Him and you're being kind and you're keeping your tongue. That's a good word. and you're keeping your tongue at ease.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
He's not going against you, my dear sister. He's going against God. Because God told you what to do in this book. And you be quiet. And you be that submissive wife. You protect your children, but you be the submissive wife. God has to take care of the problem. That's according to God's word.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
If you do, because a couple weeks ago as I preached that sermon on, you know, leave alone Dwayne, the idea was that when we shut ourselves into the throne room and we shove God off his throne and we tell him, God, I will take care of this. I know better than you do. That's really what you're saying.
God this says, is a demonstration okay. of flip for Mac.
It's all yours. I have found in all my life, in all these 67 years, it's not good for me to shove God off that throne. And there's principle after principle after principles in the Word of God that tells us how we ought to act. And I think there's more about how we ought to react.
This is a demonstration
of God to do His work. The Christian has no fear of submission. I will submit to authority. I will submit to the Word of God. God's Word says this, therefore I will do it. I will submit and do what God wants me to do. What happens then? Blessed is the man, the happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth the way of sinners, nor sinners.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Delight. I mean, delight. I mean, it lights up. Your life lights up. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, the Word of God. And in that law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And it goes on and tells about how that it'll bear fruit. And boy, bless God, amen. So happy is a man who does what the Bible says.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Submitting is not as difficult as it sounds. Submitting is a wonderful word. Let me do that. Sure, go ahead. I was at camp, something was going on. I couldn't remember how to do it. And somebody said, hey, let me do it, preacher. And I said, go ahead. I'm done. Go ahead. You're not doing it right. Well, go ahead.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
What? The problem is there are a lot of people out there that say you're not doing it right. They don't have enough wisdom, I guess that's the word for saying, to do it themselves. They're critiques and they're critics. They don't know how to do it themselves. They know how it's not done, but they don't know how to get it done. So be careful, those kind of people.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
You're driving a complaint about the wife making you something that doesn't taste as good as your mama. Well, then you ought to learn how to do it. My best advice to you, you better handle your tongue. Thank you. Us old guys get it, don't we? Some of you young whippersnappers, you have no idea what I'm talking about, amen? And that's why you're in trouble the whole time. And that's why you come to my office all the time. Pastor, what the... First of all, you can.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
My wife and I just got married, and it was we got married June 14th, and it was July. Her little sister Debbie was over there; she was like 13 years old, and Marcia had just got this recipe of tuna casserole. I love tuna casserole. I just love tuna casserole. And so my wife made it. Well,
this
her
is a
friend
demonstration
didn't tell her that she needed to boil
Mac.
The macaroni. Actually, it was a shell macaroni stuff, you know. So she mixed it all up and put it in the oven and brought it out. And we had later to be called bubblegum tuna casserole. It was good. You could take it out of your mouth, put it in your back pocket. If you got hungry, put it back in your mouth after a couple hours and go on. She thought that
this is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
We didn't say nothing about it until she went. And she called Patty and said, Patty, this didn't work. She said, did you boil the pasta? She said, you didn't put that on there. She said, oh, my, how'd it taste? And she said, well, it was terrible. And so every time she'd make a tuna casserole, and I love it.
This is a demonstration of cook for Mac.
You know, but anyway, not then. Not 1 month after I got married, amen. Submission is a wonderful word. Don't get, you know, your preacher asks you to do something, just submit to it. The Bible says, submit to them that have authority over you. I guess that's who I am. I'm not out here to hurt you. I'm not out here to con you. I'm not out here. Hey, when I was raiding that $3,500.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
I wasn't out here to take your money. I was just giving you an opportunity to be part of a wonderful program for our children for camp. When I asked you to come down to camp, I wish all of you could come down to camp. I understand if you're job-related, but if you don't have job-related and you can come down for night, you really ought to come down. If you don't have the money, we'll work something out to get you down to camp. You ought to be at camp. You ought to be around us.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
The Ecclesia, the called out assembly of baptized believers, the Ecclesia is going to be down at Castle Rock for 3 days. And you should want to come. You should not want to forsake it. Well, I want to go to the fair. You want to go to the fair compared to go down to be a bunch of Christians at camp? Are you out of your mind? Well, we got other things we're going. We're going to. Well, why don't you plan some other things? You've known that our camp's going for a whole year.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
You really ought to be there. I when you're not there, I miss your fellowship. I get cheated. You think I want to go to camp next week or this week? I want to stay home. I have a flower bed that I didn't even plant. I love flowers. I just like to get my fingers all messed up in that clay and dirt. Excuse me, soil.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Not dirt. That's soil. God gave us that to grow a crop. Okay, Dad. Okay. I like to just sit down. Put my feet up. I like to get on my motorcycle and just go for 15 minutes. I walk by that thing and says, come on, man, aren't you going to get out
there? This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
I don't have time. Shut up, man. Man, Harley, what's wrong with you? Old Davidson on the other side, come on, man, let's go ride. And I said, shut up, too. And then my little Yamaha, he says, it ain't fair. Here I'm sitting here. I'm a wonderful little bike, brand new bike. Not brand new, but it's brand new to me. 5 years ago, I guess. And why am I?
This is a demonstration.
Because I'm too fat and I pop your tires.
That.
That's why, you little thing. Submission is a wonderful thing. I wish I could get that to you. To submit to those who are in authority over you. It's a wonderful thing when you're at home and you, as a father, says to your wife, honey, could you do this for me? And without whining and griping and telling you how much work she did that day, she said, I'll do it.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
If you have a real man in the house, he knows how tired you are, but he may need some help. And I think that's why you got married. That it ain't about the kids. It's about daddy and mama. Sorry, kids. You're just a byproduct of our love. And you're going to be gone 18 years anyway. And then you're going to go, and you'll never come home. And some Jezebel will take you and keep you away from the house.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Take you away and never see our daughter again, and grandkids all over the country and never see them. I know what you do to us. Sure is good when you come home. But I always think in the back of my mind, once your kids get a little older, you're going to want to be with dad. I never had so much fun in my life the other day when I was down
in this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Before I just came home from a photo shoot out in California, and we met up at we just kind of got kind of crazy and started talking about things. And boy, I thought, man, this is nice. This is nice. But he's still got little kids, and he's got to take care of them, amen. But it'll come one day, they'll come home to me. But the submission at home is a wonderful thing. When your son, when you say to your son, son, can you help mama?
You know, this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
She was always bragging on me. Oh, let me feel them muscles, she'd say. And she'd have a jar of, like pickles or something. She says, honey, will you open? It's hard for me. I watched her one time. She's over there and cracks that thing open. You ever make bread, you know they're a tough woman. My sisters, they all make bread, man. They throw that thing, pound on it. Don't mess with them girls that make bread, amen. And my mom,
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
She says, oh, honey, I'm so glad you're here. You're such a strong boy. Come here, let me feel them muscles. Man, I go like this, but I found out if you put your arm underneath there, it really makes it look big. And mine were just kind of round deals, I'd open that up and says, ha ha. And then she'd sing it. It's so good to have a man around the house. Pretty baby. Man, I went around there. Yeah, man, I'm a hawk.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
But she said to me, that's how I was so happy to submit to her. She said, honey, can you help me? My mom would do the little thing, you know. Honey, I can't get that. Well, shoot, she was taller than I was back in them days. I'd pull a chair over there and climb up and get it. She says, man, you're like Superman. And I go, yeah. Submitting is a wonderful thing. Why would I want to submit to someone?
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And it's all about her. Girls, 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 it is all about you, but you just got to think that it's, and let them think that it's all about them. You got to work this thing. You got to work it. And you work it hard. Don't ever call your husband a dummy. Shame on you. I hope God jack slaps you to tomorrow.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I heard two women talking about their husbands and how dummy he was. And she said, well, he does bring in a good check, but he's such an idiot. Started my ankles. I know some girls would love to pick up his clothes in the morning and meet him at the door.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
You girls better be careful. You better take good care of your husband. Learn to submit. Enjoy that. And gentlemen, learn to submit to authority also. Learn to submit. No matter where we go and what we have to do, we have to submit. All of us are under someone. All of us are under someone. There's someone that's always above
this
us.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Right? I don't care if you got a big company. There's somebody above you. I don't care how low you are. There's still somebody above you. But I want you to know that there's a God also there that has you by the right hand. He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O word, with heaven comfort thought. Where I do, where I be, still to his God's hand.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Sometimes mid scenes of deepest gloom, sometime when Eden's flowers bloom, by water still or troubled sea, still 'tis his hand that leadeth me. Lord, I would place my hand in thine, nor ever murmur nor repine. Content where lot I see.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And when my task on earth is done, when by thy grace the victory's won, in death's cold wave, I will not flee. since God through Jordan leadeth me. He leadeth me. He leadeth me. By
this
his
is a demonstration
hand,
of Flip-Mac.
His faithful follower, I would be. For by his hand, he leadeth me. Father, would you help us to be willing to just submit to you? Help us to remember that there should be no fear in following you, because
this
love
is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Help us to realize that your mercy and your truths of the Word of God. And Lord, help us as we go down this old road, remembering that you have our right hand. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Watch over and care for us, taking us through these things. And your right hand takes us. So if we're going with you, I guess you got our left hand.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
We're following you. And sometimes, Lord God, when things get pretty rough, I got a pretty good idea. You just picked us up and put us in your arms. And the troubles come, the sorrows come, which they do. You are such a wonderful God that you will not forget where we're at and what we need to sustain ourselves.
This is a demonstration
of
Flip for Mac.
That we would trust you. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. You're here tonight. You say, preacher, I'm not sure I'm saved. I'm not sure I'm on my way to heaven. I'd sure like to know that. Preacher, would you pray for me? Would you lift your hand? Preacher, I'm not sure I'm safe. Would you lift your hand? Would you say, preacher, would you pray for me? You're here tonight and you say, preacher, I'm going through some pretty big storms of life right now.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Those waves seem to be over my head, and I don't know which way it turns. I don't know which way to go. But I'm going to trust Jesus in it. Preacher, that's me tonight. Sometimes I'm pretty fearful. I just got
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I'm going to go through this thing with Jesus. In fact, he's going to get you through it. Pray for me tonight, preacher. God bless you. Amen. Yeah. Now, Heavenly Father, I pray you to speak to our hearts. We have this invitation. So many times we get in a place in our lives that we don't even know which way to turn.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Trust in it. Lord, be with our people tonight that they would trust you. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. You're here tonight. Say, preacher, tonight God spoke to my heart. I just want to come down and have a word of prayer at the altar. You come right now. Let's all stand. Everyone's standing. You're here tonight. Say, preacher, I'm not sure I'm saved. I'd sure like to know that.
This
so
is
when
a
the
demonstration
troubles come, the heartaches come, I can stand there and say, you know what? God has me by his right hand. You're troubled tonight. There's trouble. There's things that are just, you just don't know which way to go. Why don't you just give it to Jesus tonight?
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
You're here tonight and say, preacher, I've been saved, but I haven't followed Lord and Believer's Baptism. I need to take care of that. You're here tonight and say, preacher, we want to become members of this church. You come. We want to be part of this place.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.